Mr. Marshall, the chimney sweep of Islingworth Road, remembers shops in Richmond buildings, which have now been demolished. Amongst them was Mr. Parr's grocery, which bears many of the marks of the higher class grocer, even though Richmond Buildings was at the centre of one of the poorest neighbourhoods in Brighton. Mr. Marshall recalls,
"Decent people lived there. There were some good shops down there. Several people made fortunes in Richmond Buildings. My family and Parr's the grocers had a couple of lovely shops at 13 and 14. Bill Parr used to live at Southwick, came in every morning with rolled umbrella, bowler and briefcase. He had staff, Miss Hawkins, Baker, a crippled chap, Tommy Ming, and one of the tailors and an errand boy. He started on his own. He sold to local people, a good trade. Gave credit till Friday. He had plenty of money. Didn't bother about a bad debt or two."
Mrs. Wheatley's family experience was similar. It was her mother who possessed the commercial drive in the family. She operated a number of greengrocery businesses at different times in Brighton, Hove and Portslade, before moving to Richmond Buildings in November 1914. Mrs. Wheatley's mother was typical of the many women proprietors who managed family shops at this time. The directories reveal that women proprietors were common, especially in laundries, greengroceries, confectioners and various other dealerships. You have now completed the hilly part of the walk. To continue with the second half, cross over the Old Steen. You will see the North Lane Brewhouse on the corner of Gloucester Street. Walk along Gloucester Street and take the first left, Gloucester Road. As you walk up Gloucester Road, you will see the entrance to Kensington Gardens on your left. Fifth. As you walk down here, you will note that the street still contains many independent businesses. It is also the place where Anita Roddick first opened the body shop in 1976 at number 22.